Recording in progress.
I'll call to order this Thursday, January 30th, 2025, hearing before the Seattle Hearing Examiner. My name is Ryan Vansel. I am the hearing examiner who will be presiding at today's proceeding. The matter to be heard today involves citation 105-9881, CT-002, issued to Patrick Oshman for vegetation encroachment on the right-of-way in regard to property located at 122 North 59th Street. Mr. Oshman requested this hearing to mitigate the citation. I'll ask the party representatives to please state their name and spell it for the record, starting with the department first.
Hello, my name is Lauren Corn, L-A-U-R-E-N-C-O-R-N, and I represent SDCI.
And for the appellant?
My name is Erica Gilliland, that's E-R-I-C-A. Gilliland is G as in go, I-L-L-I-L-A-N-D. I am co-owner of the 122 North 59th property with Patrick Ashman.
All right, just a reminder, the hearing is recorded. I'll briefly go over the Zoom protocols that you all have received in advance of the hearing. Please make sure to quiet all background noise in the location you are at. If there's anybody in the room with you, either ask them to leave or make sure that they understand that you're part of a quasi-judicial hearing. If you have your phone with you, I suggest you keep it on in case there's a disconnection we need to reach you, but do turn off the ringer. Please be mindful that you may be broadcasting from your home or home office, but remember that this is a quasi-judicial hearing. Please give it and the others participating due respect. If there's a disconnection in your Zoom link, I'll just raise my right hand indicating to you that I cannot hear you. I invite you to do the same. It's an indication to the speaker that they cannot be heard. Usually it reconnects very quickly, and so we simply ask that you restate what you said when you were off the record so that it gets on to the record. If there's a more substantial delay, monitor your email, monitor your phone, we'll try to reach you. The order of presentation will proceed, hearing first from the department about the circumstances of the citations, that I understand that, and then we'll hear from the appellant as to why they believe mitigation is warranted. Following the close of the record for the hearing today, I'll issue a written decision that both parties will receive a copy of. Does anyone have any questions about the use of Zoom or the technology before we get started? Does anyone have any questions about the procedure of the hearing, how the hearing will proceed? All right, then we'll start with Ms. Corn.
Hello, I would also like to address that Kevin Howe from SDCI is also in the room. So the exhibits that we submitted include on November 26 inspection photos, which show vegetation overgrowth into the sidewalk. Exhibit 2, also on November 26th, shows the mailed items, which include the citation warning as well as photos of the vegetation. Exhibit 3 shows reinspection photos. Exhibit 4 shows, exhibit 4 on January 6th shows the mailed items, which included the citation and the photos. Exhibit 5 shows the Seattle Municipal Code surrounding weeds and vegetation. And exhibit 6 is the most recent inspection photos, which I would like to screen share with you all. Now, hopefully you guys can see it.
Yes.
Perfect. That's 1, 2, and 3. And that is all from the department.
You've shared 3 photos. Do you want to tell me what I'm looking at in those?
Oh, yes. I went too big. Apologies. We take photos from 2 different angles on the property. So this is from what I assume is one edge of the property line, approximately. The plate of the number of the house on the property, as well as the other end of the property line. You can see the vegetation has been cut back here on the right. That was the piece that had spread the furthest. However, you do see that there is still leaf and other organic material on the sidewalk.
Based on those photos, does the department determine that the property is in compliance or not?
Not quite. The vegetation on the ground still needs to be moved off from the sidewalk.
Okay, anything else from the department?
No.
All right, we'll go to the appellant representative, please.
Yes. Okay. So just to give you a timeline of events on our end, on January 9th, I received a text message from my neighbor, Frank Martin. He's directly east of me. We share a property line. He's at 130 North 59th Street. And he had asked me if I'd received anything from the city regarding a citation for vegetation, and I had not. So I said I'll check my mail for today. I did, and there was. So Frank and I, we cross-checked our notes, and we had a citation with a first violation, $150 fine. In the citation, it said that we were issued a warning for 11/26/2024. Neither of us received that warning. Both of us had the exact same citation. And I discovered last week when Lauren submitted her exhibits and I saw the warning for the first time, what areas needed to be addressed. I didn't know until then what the areas were. These citations, at least after the warning, are vague. I appreciate that the warning gives you a ton of information, including pictures as to what you need to address. Frank and I deduced together that it must be that area where we have a shared property line since it was the exact same citation delivered on the exact same day. And so I am on January 10th immediately did what I perceived would be the problem and tried to remedy that as best as I could and thought I did. And so what I'm arguing today is that if, you know, I know that in the warning, which again, I read last week on Thursday, when Lauren submitted her exhibits, I saw the warning for the first time. Again, I appreciate that it was so detailed and saw that, you know, generally you do extend a warning to people, especially if they don't have a history of infractions, which we don't. I, you know, really seek to be a good neighbor. If anything on my property is causing issue, I, you know, believe in a social contract, I will take care of it immediately. You don't have to ask me twice to get into the garden. And, you know, I would have dealt with it. So my main premise here is that we never got the warning. Frank never received the warning. So something went awry. I'm pretty fastidious about the mail. I'm the only one who gets the mail. It's a locked box. I'm underemployed right now with a baby, so I am on top of the things in this house. And when the mail comes in, it goes to my desk. It's dealt with immediately. And then it goes to a paper shredder. So not only do I visit it once, but I visit it twice. Anything that has an address, anything that's from the city or from the state, I'm a public school teacher, I'm going to take it very seriously. It's going to, you know, be at the top of the pile. So my problem is that we never received a warning. We did the best we could with the information that we had. I understand and I appreciate that a warning and that, you know, you thought that we should benefit from that and that was put together and it was very detailed. I never had it until, again, it was submitted last week into the exhibits.
Okay, anything further from the appellant?
No, that's the only thing. We didn't have the benefit of the warning. We would have taken care of the problem immediately, like I did. I'm the gardener. It was something that was by no means intentional, had never been brought to our attention. I run 5 miles a day, and I'm 6'1", and I've got a stroller. I didn't know it was an issue. That being said, if it is problematic, I will take care of it, and I have no problem doing that, as you can see from how I cut everything back as soon as I was made aware of the issue.
Anything further from the appellant or the city?
Nothing from the city.
All right, what's the date 2 weeks from today?
The 13th of February.
All right. Just to clarify a couple of things, I've heard argument from everyone, so there'll be no additional argument. The circumstances, I understand them, is that there was a vegetation violation. There was some lack of communication or understanding of it through the process, at least, and the warning may not have been received. Just note for the record that warnings are not required, but they are a good practice undertaken by the department to make sure that people come into compliance, which is the goal of the department. Noting that the homeowners made an effort within recent weeks to come into compliance, but compliance has not yet been fully achieved. In order for the examiner to grant mitigation, it's required that the property be in full compliance. What I'd like to ask is that we look at a continuance from this date so that the property can come into compliance. When there is a violation, we typically don't waive the entire fee, but at least there could be some reduction in it as an incentive to come into compliance. For the appellant, if you're given an additional 2 weeks, would you be able to bring the property into compliance?
It will be in compliance by this afternoon.
Okay, so I can give it 1 week then?
You can.
Okay, then what's the date
for that? The 6th of February.
Okay, just February 6th. All right, so what I'll do is I'm going to issue an order of continuance to February 6th, and what I'm going to ask, I give it more time. I understand the appellant wants to get on it quickly, but the department needs time to inspect. So what I ask that the department complete their inspection before that date and provide a final report. Make sure that you see this a report by email only to our legal assistant, Ms. Grant. And that should, of course, be CC'd to the appellant. If there is any conflict or debate at that point, concern on the appellant's response, if they're still not compliant, or if they think they are, et cetera, again, that should be a response by email. I'll consider that so that you don't all have to come back to the hearing next week. Assuming that the compliance is achieved, which seems likely, then I can issue a mitigation order at that time. Are there any questions about the examiner's position at this time and what I've explained?
No.
Any questions on the appellant's part to know what they have to do to come into compliance since you have the department in front of you now?
I'm just curious. So I was home on each day of your inspection. It could have saved a lot of time and money. In reading the documents, I do know that going up to the door, the front door of the person, and is something you do. So I'm curious as to why there wasn't an effort to make contact with me or my neighbor. Neither of us, you know, both of us were home. And that might just be practice. I don't know. I just could have saved us all a lot of time and money having I'm from Montana. We just, you know, door to door, we address things with the people. So I'm just curious as to why mail is the only way, especially if you've made 3 trips to the property to address these issues.
And I'm sorry, what I was asking for was if you had any questions about how to come into compliance.
I understand you have an issue with the process, and
you can certainly bring that up with them by email or something like that.
Okay.
And it's a legitimate question that you can ask them.
Yeah.
But what I want to make sure is that when we leave here today is that you know exactly what you have to do so you don't have any further steps. So do you have any questions about what it takes to come into compliance?
So let me recap what Lauren said. And Lauren, correct me if I'm wrong. There are leaves that are problematic on the sidewalk that I need to take care of. Is that correct?
Yes, and maybe some mulch.
Okay.
Any further elucidation on that?
And there are leaves that I need to collect.
All right, so Ms. Korn, any further elucidation on what the remaining violation is so that the appellant can be clear on that before we conclude?
No.
All right, then, we're concluded, and I will wait for that report from the department. Again, an order will issue. There's no requirement that anyone come back next week. The idea is that we can do this by just a report by email. If there's a dispute, that be responded to by email, and I can address that at that time. But the assumption is that it'll be in compliance, and then I can issue an order at that time. Thank you both for your time.
Thank you.